소취바다 마신빌림 비콜시버 시산다 소취버 세령드기 소취비 제데 소취기 시당 아니 소취 조와체 삼바 안 타르두시 세네 두스체네 제 디나시다 만지 지바레다 마신빌림 바디야 강구에게 세체 데네 아니 주구 조와체 데네 아니 삼바체 아니 타르두체네 오도시네 에시 시시가 바시레 두스체네 슈르확니
Good evening. Last time, we started to look at the 10 on virtues, and we looked at the first two, those of killing and stealing. And these two are divided, as are all 10, into four parts: the basis, the attitude, the performance, and culmination.
Then it is a matuata and it's samba nyomobis, nyomo, yomon guore, and delia and tartuku guore, which is chasanji chigmatana, and lelam chasanzugo mares, yuba chasanzugo mares, or the deepest sago dine, lelam chasanzugo mares, dinajim, machimba lemba sedia, machimba lembe sedia, and dinigi shangi zi, gui negasu, and the same ju sembatida, machimbi.
Not only are each of the 10 on virtues divided into these four subdivisions, but the second subdivision, that of attitude, is itself divided into three. So you have the overall four: basis, attitude, performance, and completion. And then the attitude is divided into three, namely that of differentiation, affliction, and motivation. So, or discernment, differentiation, discernment, or affliction, and motivation. So those are the three components within the attitude of, and that's how all 10 are presented. We also spoke about last week in terms of where, in terms of the basis, attitude, performance, and culmination, is the actual karma itself found. And that is within the mental factor of intention. If there is intention, then karma is accumulated. But for the accumulated karma to have the sufficient strength to propel a rebirth, the sufficient strength or capacity to propel a rebirth, then the karmic path, the karmic action needs, or the karma needs to be complete. So all four of these components, basis, attitude, performance, and completion, all four are required, and then the karma accumulated will have sufficient capacity to propel a rebirth, to be a propelling karmic imprint. If any of these parts, basis, attitude, performance, or culmination, is not accumulated, then karma, negative karma, is still accumulated, and that negative karma, that negative karmic imprint, can still ripen into suffering, but it lacks the capacity to propel a
rebirth.
So we'll continue where we concluded last week, starting with sexual misconduct. Sexual misconduct, like all 10, have the same four divisions of basis, attitude, performance, and completion. So reading from the middle page 125, the basis has among the four bases of sexual misconduct, the first inappropriate persons is those you should not have sexual intercourse with. Your mother and so forth, women under the care of their mothers and so forth, all men, hermaphrodites and ordained women.
The
sentence starts with among the four bases of sexual misconduct. So there are four, so the basis has four subparts: inappropriate persons, inappropriate body parts, inappropriate places, and inappropriate times. Among the four bases of sexual misconduct, so those are the four divisions, we're looking at the first, that of inappropriate persons. So inappropriate persons is the object towards whom sexual misconduct is directed. And then several illustrations are presented. Inappropriate persons is those you should not have sexual intercourse with, your mother and so forth. So this would include one's relatives, women under the care of their mothers and so forth. And further illustrations are all men have hermaphrodites and ordained women. And the second of the four bases is that of inappropriate body parts. And these are those other than the entrance to the womb, such as the mouth.
And lama yosegi tam tiwa dan che ten yosa dan kunja ta se du gan si kunja yosa ta san yi kusum tu ten yosa tam diwa ten di che shou ma re se
inappropriate places or in the vicinity of gurus, places with stupas and the like. So wherever there may be representations of the Buddha's body, speech and mind, so where there may be statues or stupas and so forth.
That do you mean by Siddhi? That do you mean by Ranga Sada Inaya? Do you mean by and this you go Buhu Kortyaba, Buhu Kortyaba, the Jumata, Buhu Jima Tapala Sopara, then I had the Yinig Tomba Lenche.
And then fourthly, inappropriate times are during pregnancy, when you're keeping one day vows and so forth. So one day vows would include, for example, if one is doing a new name. So that would be an inappropriate time. The second of the four outlines, that of attitude. Among the three aspects belonging to attitude, the discernment is explained as follows. The compendium of ascertainment says, discerning that as that, which indicates that a non-mistaken discernment is necessary. Compendium of Ascertainments is a text composed by a Sangha. It's not to be confused with a particular sutra with a similar name by the Buddha. And Lama Tsongkhapa continues, the Vinaya states that in the case of a defeat of impure conduct, it is the same whether the discernment is mistaken or non-mistaken. So for those who are ordained, whether monks or nuns, then the discernment can be either mistaken or non-mistaken.
Loyim jayadu rangi sada mayimbaji, od rangi sada mayimbaji yimbasebo, dije mare sevahu kogure, esitu shiti kogul mato, tara, mijana sada jila rangi sada yimba, on rangi sada resin tua ina, dije tua retine, teleam, and the chick, misa jubena loyim chavio manejere.
In the Sangha's, so just going back up, in the Sangha's Compendium of Ascertainments, it says there that non-mistaken discernment. It states that the non-mistaken discernment is necessary. So this refers to, for example, if one is mistaken when one thinks one is having sexual relations with one's spouse, but it actually is someone else. But one does not know. One has the wish or the intention to have sexual relations with one's spouse, but is actually with someone else. So this would be a case where the discernment is mistaken and therefore is not non-mistaken, and therefore it would not be an illustration of sexual misconduct.
Rangi chuma reyesi mi shengi shengi chuma san choshabai na dushu chudirwa lelam ju ma reyesi. Anda shengi chuma la lele shengi chuma reyesi mpigi dushu chuyobai na da dada ane aji rohim chunga da mi chunga an shesu niyo reyesi da. Ina mi shenda ji chuma chigla o shenda yinba ta huwa ji diyan shenda ji yinba chigla bine dushu chuba yinla ane dada
The Lama Tsongkhapa refers to a third source. The Treasury of Abhidhamma Auto Commentary explains that if you approach someone else's wife, perceiving her to be yours, this will not constitute the path of action under discussion. So it would not be an illustration of sexual misconduct. And getting involved with someone else's wife while perceiving her to be the wife of yet another person may or may not constitute such a part. In terms of the attitude as these three components, so we've looked at that of the discernment, then that of the affliction. And as the text says, it can be any of the three poisons. So one may engage in sexual misconduct, either under the influence of confused ignorance, or under the influence of attachment, or under the influence of anger. And just to say this word I translate as confused ignorance, it's a not knowing and not understanding the topic, or having a misunderstanding about the topic. It is a different Tibetan word from the ignorance in terms of the ignorance of reality. So it's an incorrect or a lack of correct understanding.
Can't see.
Then finally, the motivation is a desire for sexual intercourse in a manner that constitutes impure conduct. The performance consists in striving for that goal. And the completion consists in the two joining with each other. That concludes the three non-virtues in terms of physical behavior, then starting with those in relation to speech, the first of which is lying. And we see clearly in our book that it has the same four outlines of basis, attitude, performance, and completion.
And
The basis, says among the two bases of lying, so that we have one, the first, the express basis, and then later we see the object understood. So these are the two parts to their basis. Among the two bases of lying, the express basis refers to the four, that which one has seen, heard, differentiated, or understood, as well as their four opposites.
So the
express basis refers to the four, that which has been seen, heard, differentiated, or understood. So seen refers to if one has seen something, and then saying one hasn't seen it, or if one has heard something, and saying one hasn't heard that. So these are clear illustrations of lying. Differentiated, this would be, for example, if you say, the person didn't steal silver, they actually stole gold. So in that way, one would lie. And then understood, this would be if one understands something, but says, no, I have no idea, I do not understand. And the opposite is exactly that. So if you haven't seen something and you say you have, or you haven't heard something and you say you have, or you do not understand something and you say you do, so these would be illustrations of the opposite. These illustrations are quite straightforward. You can imagine many scenarios where someone, for example, comes to you and says, I've lost something. And you know what they're looking for and where it is, but it's you decide for whatever reason to tell them you have no idea where it is. Or if someone asks if you've heard something, and you have, but you tell them you haven't. or vice versa. Or if you're asked to do something and you don't do it, and then you are asked why not, and you say, you never asked me. So these would be illustrations of dishonesty, of lying.
但君士世纪刚才预计的过去与你帕瑞比比顿过我是的但你不得那君士世纪预计刚才的事故人
So of the two bases, that was the first express basis of what was said, and the lie that was said, and then in terms of the person to whom the lie is said, the object understood, is the meaning understood by the other person. So the person needs to understand what has been said.
No, that the negozio, you paribo,
So the object understood is the meaning is understood. So the person needs to hear and hear and understand what one is saying. So they have to understand the language that and the words that is being issued. So this is needs to be understood, not necessarily believed, but understood, and then ends with by the other person. So it's someone other than oneself. You're not lying to yourself, and it's a person. So it's not an inanimate object. So there are these characteristics. It's a person other than oneself, and they need to understand what is being communicated. They don't need to believe it, but they need to understand it. For one to tell a lie, the lie needs to be understood. It doesn't need to be understood as a lie, merely what is being communicated needs to be understood. So if one were to lie in an empty room, whilst you as a person understand what's being saying, what is said, it needs to be someone other than you, and it needs to be a person. You can't lie to an inanimate object. So the lie needs to be understood. It doesn't need to be effective. It doesn't need to be believed, but it needs to be understood. Then the attitude. Among the three aspects belonging to the attitude, the first, discernment, consists in actions such as taking something one has observed and changing it into something one has not observed. So it's something that you have seen, and you say, no, I haven't. So you're saying the opposite. And then likewise, it could be something that you've heard and saying the opposite, or something that you have not seen and saying that you have. So whilst it's expressed here in one direction, it can be from a positive to a negative, a seen to a not seen, or the opposite, from a negative to a positive, from a not seen to a seen. And in other words, it works in both ways, and it comes down to trying to deceive. The mental afflictions, any of the three poisons, so again, this confused ignorance, the or attachment or anger, any of these afflictions can be the part of the motivation for the speech, or linked with motivating the speech. Then the motivation is the desire to express that altered discernment. Then on to performance, the third of the four. The performance consists in indicating a falsehood by speaking, by accepting it through not saying anything, or by signaling with a physical gesture.
And the mom said that Joadi was so, and it didn't see Pama share it to you, was you kind of bang out when you chop at another, Mawa says you run up.
So a lie can be said verbally by saying something.
And Jang Mimawas. Jang Mimawa as a Dadu Lemba city. Na denigi tonsa sine chishtiru kabla lemma chabche and ko tome dodo chidu chidu and that down to lemba said it is all rather denigi di chang mimawas mimawe mimawes and chishikanagim chika lemma chabache tima chabache and lemma chadu sine chik quet no tonsa on dodo chik nishiridu and then question did chidu joadis down to lemba asachik.
And whilst this is a non-virtue included within that of verbal non-virtues, one doesn't necessarily have to say anything, as we see in the next illustration, by accepting it, of what someone else says, through not saying anything. So communicating through silence, one can also deceive others.
And then,
And similarly with the third illustration, again, this is to be make it clear that whilst this is included amongst verbal non-virtues, one can do so without speaking. And the third is by signaling with a physical gesture, such as nodding or shaking one's head. One is clearly communicating without, although it is without speech. And in this way, one can engage in the performance of lying.
Moreover,
the scriptures state that it amounts to the same whether you say it for your own purpose or for someone else's sake. So if you lie so as to gain some benefit for yourself, or you do it on behalf of someone else, or that someone else may gain some benefit, makes no difference. one still engages in the activity or the performance of lying.
Yes. Many. Gavala sova. Ya rangi adia rangi. Tiang gava rangi rang rang da shen chirachi chidu. Me jang drawer song so wo sa chong do chine. Sumore. Nanine. Tenaya, 인지
So to clarify it out, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from Asanga. Yeah, Asanga's texts say that the three lying, divisive speech, and harsh speech. So we're in the first of the four verbal non-virtues. Here Asanga is saying this one and the following two become paths of action for yourself, even if you get someone else to perform them. So this again is quite clear. One can accumulate non-virtue even if someone else is doing it at your behest. So you may not be the one saying the lie or indicating the lie through a gesture, but someone else doing so at your direction, you still accrue the non-virtue.
Adi dene ge sun ye di ga wa sun ye sin ne ne ma adi ka su ri pa pa to me ge sa de na sa di sa ji ge din na lu sun yo le che le da
So we have here in English, here Asanga's text says, and the particular text from Asanga, I just had to look the English up, is the level of yogic practice or compendium of level of yogic practice. So it's a text that Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from quite often. So the fourth verbal non-virtue, that of, I think it's called here idle talk, I prefer translating it as engaging in speech for no particular purpose. This is something that one has to engage in oneself. If someone else does so at one's direction, as Sangha says, you do not accrue non-virtue. It is a non-virtue you yourself have to engage in.
So
So therefore, of the four verbal non-virtues, there are three that you can accrue non-virtue if others do so at your behest. That of lying, of divisive speech, and harsh speech. Whereas if someone engages in speech for no particular purpose at your behest, you yourself do not accrue non-virtue.
那个因因你个人生活是呢，最艰难的呀。那个膝盖、脚尾给来了么？就话写多，所以那个因因你那最最艰难的，个人生活是呢，最他妈最重要。膝盖，那让给艰难这个人，让给嘛就先来怕写出来这个的，而且嘞。Whereas
this is not a view universally held. Here we see in the next line that Vasubandhu. He says the root text of all commentary of the treasury of Abhidhamma, so here Vasubandhu, says that all four non-virtues associated with speech become parts of action when you get someone else to perform them. To ensure
that
he communicates a broad presentation of different views and different contexts here, therefore the context of the ordained, the Vinaya states that in order to produce a complete infraction, you yourself must speak. Sangha then is saying that if one directs someone else to engage in verbal non-virtue, if that verbal non-virtue is lying, harsh speech, or divisive speech, you, as the one directing this, will also accrue non-virtue. But that is not the case for speech of no particular meaning. Then Vasubandhu disagrees with that. He says, if you direct someone to engage in a verbal non-virtue, whatever that may be, you accrue the non-virtue. And then the Vinaya says, for one to accrue a complete infraction, you must do it yourself. If you direct someone else, you will not commit a complete infraction of your vows. You have to do it yourself. So then there are these three different presentations. The completion we see, the completion consists in it being understood by the other person. The person to whom one is lying, they do not need to be deceived. They do not need to be taken in by what you are saying. They may even roll their eyes at this obvious lie. But they have understood what you have said, and therefore the act is now complete.
아니래
Just to repeat something I said earlier in the class, if one engages in any of these non-virtues, such as this of lying, and all four parts are complete, so the basis, the attitude, the performance, and the completion, if all four of these are done, then the non-virtuous karmic path one has accrued, it has the capacity to propel a rebirth in the lower realms. If any of those four are absent, one still accrues non-virtue that can result in suffering. But that non-virtuous karmic imprint lacks the capacity or the potency to be a propelling karmic imprint. It cannot propel a rebirth in the lower realms, but it can still lead to suffering. Then the question may come, what if one tells a lie with a good motivation? So, for example, the classic illustration, you see an animal fleeing in desperation, and a few moments later, the hunter comes along asking if you saw where their prey had gone. So now, you know what the animal they are looking for, you know where it went, but you point them in the wrong direction, or you say to them, no idea, it's been very quiet, I've been out here all day, nothing's come past. So in either way, one is intentionally telling a lie. So is non-virtue accumulated or not? So there is a basis in that you, the express basis in that you're either saying something that you have seen, you haven't seen, or you are saying it went in one direction or instead of the other, so that the express basis is there. The object is understood, so the person that you are lying to understands what you are saying. And then the attitude is there, in that you are wanting to lie, so you have the motivation to express this, the altered discernment. And you have engaged in this, the lie, you have told this lie, and then it has been understood by the other person. The one, there is a part missing though, and that is, it points to that one's motivation was not afflicted, but it was rather virtuous. One told a lie out of compassion for the being who was fleeing for its life, as well as compassion for the hunter who was in pursuit of accumulating negative karma. So therefore, the mental affliction, that component of the attitude, is absent. One did not tell the lie out of confused ignorance, attachment, or anger, but rather out of compassion. So therefore, the various components are not fully completed, but one aspect, that of mental affliction, is missing. So therefore, when we ask, was non-virtue created from this lie? Absolutely, because many of the components were there. But it is not a complete action, and therefore, the non-virtuous karmic seed does not have sufficient potency to lead to rebirth in the lower realms, but it can lead to suffering. Because again, it was a non-virtue, one told a lie. But then, so that's one key part, that is not a complete a non-virtuous action, but it is still a non-virtuous action, cannot lead to rebirth in the lower realms, but it can lead to suffering. And the second component is that the non-virtue accumulated because of the power of the virtuous motivation, that non-virtue accumulated will be slight. It would not be of the same magnitude as if one was telling a lie out of with an afflicted motivation.
And chi tsuen she pe ge da cha yo ma se din na jin na so so me ma jin ba la ku mo ku wa di yo wa ene mi shen da chi gi sim jin she she mi am sim jin so jue che gi da na le ya an chun ja am an du xie la so ba du xie ne be she ya sha ba yin na ku shen chi sue gi da na le ya chu an ko su du xie ne ya sha ba yin ya yue ba na da na de ne gi 安全给他,哦,他过地睡吧,那他忙不起,生前细路,宁前生病,生前,免密的这个所缺呀啦,缺呀啦。那你可能来呢,安全给,这所缺比地方忙不晒,东方忙不用过的生病,宁前他什么都是前的三大姐,在那里可以,存下的,顾马家下,那顾马呢?那天,就在这里啊,他恰当成果的,哎,西顾马贵,西藏果的,西顾马贵,西藏果的,在那,
过老月的过毛过的过老月的这些月的马出啊月的那都是月的车载的脚啊过毛过脚啊他都跟着过车过完过车完的过月的他出过的那可是有的是呢牛毛月嘛牛毛擦月嘛的这是对下往的是过完嘛的控制往的是过完嘛的梦不嘛梦不往的是过完嘛的可是古月的攀比生命生命所缺月的可能给可能来年纪地方嘛要地方要过老毛不得干嘛拆给
To give another illustration, let's say someone you know, they enjoy fishing, and you know that every time they come back from the lake, they have several dead fish with them, and they're very joyous at their successful day. But you know they've created a lot of non-virtue, because they go out and they not only kill, but they kill with joy, and therefore the non-virtue is amplified by their joyous attitude. So out of concern for these beings who value their life, even though they're just fish in a lake, as well as concern for your friend who kills with such joy, you decide, I'm going to steal their fishing rod. I'm not just going to hide it away, but I'm going to steal it and get rid of it so that they can stop accumulating non-virtue. So there, it is the same in that many of the components in terms of the basis, the attitude, performance, and completion for your stealing, your theft, is present. But in terms of the presence of a mental affliction as part of the attitude, that is absent. So therefore, one accumulates non-virtue, which is slight, and that slight non-virtue does not have the capacity to propel a rebirth. Again, because of understanding the presentation well, one will understand that what one has done is still non-virtuous, should be purified, but because of ensuring that I had a good motivation, where my attitude was free from an affliction, then one did not engage in or did not accrue a complete karmic action. And the number, as you've heard, the number of these non-virtues, the non-virtue is accrued by oneself, even if one doesn't do it oneself, but directs someone else to, such as killing, stealing, lying, and so forth. So this is of course, good to bear in mind. But then a further part to understand is, let's say, you direct someone to engage in a non-virtue, whether it's killing or stealing or to tell a lie, and they go ahead and they do it. So for them, they've engaged in accumulating a complete non-virtuous karmic path because the basis, attitude, performance, and completion was complete. And then so too have you. In the moment they complete the act, you have as well, and both of you accumulate a complete propelling karmic imprint, a complete karmic path from their one act. You both accumulate that. However, if after you set the wheel in motion, after you instruct them to engage in this non-virtue, you recall your teachings and you recognize this is wrong and you generate regret. And let's say you cannot call off the killing, stealing, or lying. You have no way to break the other person or stop the other person's activity. But you nevertheless have generated genuine regret before they complete the act. Then when they complete that, they themselves have completed or accrued a non-virtuous karmic path, which has the potency, the potential to lead to a rebirth in the lower realms. But you, because you have generated genuine regret before the karmic imprint was accrued, that will prevent the completion of the act befalling you, which means you will have accumulated non-virtue, but not a complete karmic path. Or not a karmic path. In other words, it will not, the non-virtuous karma you've accrued will ripen into suffering, but it will not have the potency to be a propelling, the potency of a propelling karmic imprint. It cannot lead to rebirth in the lower realms. And again, the reason is genuine regret was generated prior to the person you had instructed completing the act.
And I didn't get to share lawyer the Pasha langa aje, pasha digi chowa di, jene ki maje bi nye la dushu loko, che sana yambarwa. Ku maku nye la, ande chowa di, kuku yu chowa maje nye la ya, ande di dushu loko si kogolwa. Dene ku sana dushu loko na pendo yambarwa da. Pasha li kyu kuru jinga rwa, mis chik semchen suyato jinga sarwa, pasha digi maje nye la, ando sige sose kunu loko si kogolwa, dushu te, da oti ma sanbi kogolwa.
So the point in the sequence by which one needs to have generated genuine regret is prior to the completion, ideally before the act is taken, and hopefully you can call it off. But in terms of accruing the complete karmic action, regret needs to arise prior to the completion. And of course, regret can come at any point prior to the completion. It's not, it has to arise between, during the performance or just before the completion. It could happen immediately after giving the instruction. But at any point prior to the completion, then one, at least oneself, is protected from accruing the karmic path.
tardu maru wadu kuna wadu mochi ni kuwaya chikri chakiruwa. Tene, ane nyomo ba changu, nyomo ba mena, ane kanbe semji kune lamba ina, kansim yucheba ina, ta chisa jawa juwe na ya, chiri lelam musu sugo omari ya chiri, ta kajili tene ki tipa chepe ki ngang suna kiwa lintu wagi tipa sago omari ya chiri, lechago omari ya, tipa rushi ungo orate, ngang suna kiwa lintu wagi de chago omari ya lelam.
It's useful
to understand the presentation well, so that if you, in the process of your own purification practice, you're investigating whether I accrued a complete non-virtuous karmic path or not, or perhaps a friend is asking you and you are discussing together, then there are these various components that are required. So in particular, if the action has been completed, then it usually seems quite clear it has been done, then the complete non-virtuous karmic path has been accrued. But this may not necessarily be the case. Hence, it's good to know this presentation. For example, in some instances, the discernment needs to be unmistaken. In others, it can be either mistaken or unmistaken. So this difference should be known. Moreover, one should look whether an affliction was present or not. So the illustration in terms of lying, the lie was in all other respects complete, but a key component was absent. One had an unafflicted motivation. And then furthermore, the motivation needs to continue throughout the action. If one loses the motivation, then one is likely to actually bring the action to an end, and it probably won't come to completion. So then what this information is useful is to see whether one has accrued a particularly powerful or a weaker non-virtuous karmic imprint or not. In other words, a karmic path or not.
Just to be clear, if a karmic path is not accrued, in other words, the action is not done completely, it's not that, I dodged a bullet, I accrued no non-virtue, that is not the case. What it means is that non-virtuous karmic imprint that was accrued lacks the potential to lead to rebirth in the lower realms, but it will still ripen in a suffering way. So, for example, if one tells a lie, but all the parts are missing, so maybe one had an unafflicted motivation, like in the examples I gave, then the way that non-virtue may ripen is that others will not readily believe you. Your words will not be perceived or taken as necessarily being honest. Even though you may well be speaking honestly, people will seem to naturally doubt what you have to say. Your words won't lead to trust necessarily arising in others. So in a way such as that, the non-virtue accrued could ripen.
And then,
So you see here the completion. The completion consists in it being understood by the other person. The Treasury of Abhidhamma Water Commentary explains that if it is not understood, it becomes merely idle talk. So it needs to be understood. Again, it doesn't need to, the lie doesn't need to be believed. Just the words need to be understood, or the motion, the body movement needs to be understood. Doesn't have to be believed. And again, Treasury of Abhidhamma Water Commentary says that if it's not understood, it merely becomes talk for no particular purpose. And this is the same with the next two divisions we're about to come to, those of divisive speech and harsh speech.
Verbal non-virtues is that of divisive speech. So the basis of divisive speech is sentient beings. So again, it is being spoken to someone, to a person who are in agreement or in disagreement with each other. So here, the people that one is engaging in divisive speech with or about, either can be getting on well, or they can be not on good terms. They could be in the process of reconciling, but you'd rather keep them apart. Or they could have a good relationship, but you're wanting to separate them. Or they are separated and you want to keep it like that. And it needs to be at least in relation to two or more people. The basis such as divisive speech is sentient beings, so it's a plural, who are in agreement or in disagreement with each other. So the attitude among the three aspects belonging to the attitude, the discernment and the mental affliction are as above. So the discernment needs to be here unmistaken. One needs to be recognized that the two people or the groups are either not in harmony or are in harmony. And so it needs to be, the discernment needs to be unmistaken. And the mental affliction is either that of confused ignorance, attachment, or anger.
Midumba chepa tibi kunwa sati kunwa disundwa Timbachila, and Mitimbachi Chedio Kuno. Mitimbachi Vaina, Tinem Yajar, Mitimba, and Juni Dunegi to says, Timba Messiah Dandalia, to send it some day.
The motivation consists in the desire to divide sentient beings who are in agreement, and the desire for those who are in disagreement not to be reconciled.
The performance consists in making pleasant or unpleasant statements, using true or untrue words, and saying them for one own or one's own, for one's own or someone else's sake. So the Tibetan starts with true or untrue words. So one can be either speaking honestly or dishonestly, telling lies. And but the wish is still to either keep those who are apart, to keep them apart, or those who have a good relationship, to damage that relationship. And you can do this with by either lying or speaking honestly. And as you see here, and one can say for either one's own or someone else's sake. In terms of completion, the completion consists in the divisive words uttered having been understood. So as with lying, it merely needs to be understood. It doesn't need to be effective. It just needs to be understood.
So all these non-virtues, they have the same four components, which all need to be fulfilled for the complete karmic path to be accrued. And this one, that of motivation, this may well be lacking, yet the result from one's speech may well be that people who are apart may be kept apart because of what you said, or people who are in harmony, one may actually speak and divide them. So this may well come about, but one lacks the motivation. So there it's very clear, one has not accrued this negative karma at all, because one had no wish to divide two groups of people or to keep them divided. But rather one was just speaking and one inadvertently said something which had an undesired consequence. So in this case, whilst the reaction may well be that the person you're talking to wants to have nothing to do with the other person, that was not one's motivation at all. So therefore, one has not accrued this non-virtue. And then we can conclude at that point tonight. Thank you. But there is a question. Yes, camera.
Is there a general rule in the type of love or rebirth that results for a person who consistently lies? Is there a general rule of what type of lower realm you...
Is there a general rule for what type of lower realm rebirth can follow for someone who consistently lies?
Yep. Did he go as Nietzsche can say it? Yes, yes, it's a mistake. Yes. Dribble, it's an ekinegeto. It's me. That's a color. I can't get it. He's under the block. You got it there.
Dadi dinigi shebi ge da dadi sheba tia dadi de manjugi dadi tiana chasang sanggo sangdo mundu tangro dadi sanggo mena na sonle ke jie ge ju cha yo mare na so ke tu go mare ga ji le dadi dinigi ke tu ye ge chasang sang de ba chiyo ba ina de lia dadi pe se shu chi jong ma so na de chu a di ding dun zo le ki ge ye je le de le tu ni ba che ru xue na na ne My delegate knew what Chawarosina, the Cheshire Digita. Yawal, my dear, the Chagor, as you call the Kajile, you were Cheshire with Chagore. Matter that, you were Cheshire, the Kazis Gorias, and that Jenayam, some of the Yajik, Kunwada, Joachi, Nerapta, that the Denegi, come at the Gachishum Uruada.
To be, yeah, with the Yapse, to my Pompo, Yachi Yapse,
Yansi, Yansi Labna.
So first, in terms of each individual lie, one looks at two parts. First, whether the lie is complete, so all these four points are there or not, so that's in terms of each individual lie. And the second, also in relation to each individual lie, is the strength of it. So this is the strength of the lie, the severity of the lie. If the lie if we divide the severity into three, those lies in the class of weaker lies can lead to rebirth as an animal, those of intermediate strength as a spirit, and those of a greater strength in the hells. So this is how we look at each individual lie. So in relation specifically to your question, when you ask about someone who lies a lot, so there the frequency will mean many imprints are accrued, not necessarily lots of small lies result in lots of less strong non-virtuous imprints created, as opposed to them all coming together in one big one.
And 你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你要为一旦,你
So to give an illustration of a lie that will have these the severity that will lead to the karmic imprint having the severity that will lead to rebirth, say in a hell realm. It's not the average small lies that one tells, but it would be where someone falsely accuses someone else of having done something, and the person who's making the false accusation has an understanding of the severe consequences that will befall the person they are falsely implicating. So this person then, let's make a scenario, they arrested, they convicted, and perhaps in this process, because of the kind of country they are in, the police torture and abuse the person, and eventually after the conviction, they are executed. So the person who has falsely made the false accusation, they have an understanding of what may well befall this person. So a consequence of their lie is tremendous suffering. This person loses their freedom, they are then tortured, and then their life is ended. So such a person who has told this lie with an understanding of that consequence, this would be an illustration of someone who's creating a very powerful non-virtuous imprint that would lead to the lower realms. Whereas the kind of little lies people tell, it's not that these should be ignored. It's not that they're not non-virtuous. It's not that they don't lead to suffering. But to lead to a rebirth in the lower realms, and in particular, say, in the hell realms, it needs to, a key component here, or the two key components, is some understanding of the consequences of this lie and those consequences for the other individual being intense suffering or immense suffering.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.